You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 89. What do you want to create in the new year?
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Okay.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode number 89.
Yes.
What do you want to create in the new year?
Yes, just a reminder that you have till December 31st, midnight, Mountain Standard Time, to enter in the giveaway for a lifetime membership into Mama's Members.
Woohoo! So it's an awesome, huge prize.
Go to Called to Homeschool's Instagram to enter. Super duper duper excited about it.
Yes, it's awesome.
Okay, so Karin and I were talking about this, of like something we want to create in the year. And we want to create something specific for our podcast. Because as you can imagine, when a pandemic hits, homeschool podcast has grown a lot.
And yeah, it has.
It's been super great to be able to help so many people. And one of the ways that helps people is through the 5-star reviews and the feedback, right?
Yeah. If you guys leave reviews on our podcast, the more reviews we have, the higher it brings us up in the search. So we're just pleading today for you guys to go and leave us a review if you've enjoyed listening to us. We know there's a lot of you because we can see our stats.
Yeah.
So we know you're listening. So just go on over, and it just takes a minute. And leave us a little review. And we're going to start featuring some of those reviews each week.
We are.
So you can be given love back.
And, yes, because we don't want to put any ads on our podcast. And we don't make any money from it. It's just a labor of love. And so just like to help keep it going, if you guys will share it and get the word out to other people through your reviews, sharing it on social media, like it helps so many people. So and we even thought sometimes we will do a giveaway.
Yes. So if you leave a 5-star review for us, every once in a while, we're going to just do a little surprise giveaway for that person.
Yes.
And if you're listening, then you just have to contact us and we'll give you details when we do that. But
yes, of how to
we'll give you a prize if you leave us a review.
So we wanted to share a review this week from
it's okay, a string of letters and numbers.
Yes. B. Well, just the way you say it sounds funny. The last name is Hull, H-U-L-L, but B. So it just sounds B-Hull.
B-Hull.
The child in me is coming out. 1, 2, 4. But you gave the nicest review, so I'm sorry I'm giggling. So she says, I am so thankful I found these ladies. It says, I was feeling completely overwhelmed as a new homeschool mom. I sat in the middle of the Barnes & Noble parking lot in tears, so I searched for homeschool in podcast and saw this one. The title caught my attention because that perfectly describes me. Homeschooling has been on my heart since my oldest 10 was born. The desire never went away. I finally jumped in this year and found the first curriculum I chose was not working for my family. Trying to decide where to go next had me in a panic. I cried the whole way through the episode, felt like they were speaking right to me. Cannot recommend this podcast enough.
That just spoke to my heart. It makes me want to cry.
Yes. I'm just so grateful that we've had something for you. So many people out there are still deciding to homeschool. Like just different things are happening with schools that they're
or
not okay with.
Or having those moments where their curriculum is just failing them. And they feel like they're failing. And we just want you guys to know that we're here for you. We probably have an episode about every problem you're going through.
And if not, we'll add the
and
episode.
If not, then message us and ask for it. Right. And, We just really want to help you guys through these challenges.
So we want to hit 250 reviews.
Yes, that's our big lofty review goal this year. So help us do that.
Yeah, so go and give us a 5-star review. Okay, so now we're going to dive into the episode. What do you want to create in this new year?
This title kind of got me thinking, and I always at the beginning of a new year like to set great big goals. I set lots of goals. I love goal setting. It just excites me.
Yeah.
I like the idea of forward progress and of growth, because that's something I'm always working on, is just growing and being a better person.
Yeah.
And I did that this year, set a whole bunch of goals, and then the year came. And, you know what this year was like. You guys all know. I feel like so many of those goals that I set were just kind of a wash. Some of my business goals didn't pan out. Some of my fitness goals didn't pan out. Just some of the things that I really was hoping to do this year didn't happen because so much of it got canceled.
Yeah.
And I halfway through the year, I was kind of a little discouraged about that. And I had to just remind myself that life is still moving forward and I can still have goals. They may just look a little different this year than I thought they were going to. And so I had to just refocus and rethink everything. And it was okay. And I'm really happy with the things that I've learned and the way that I have grown this year and the way that my family has grown this year. It was just different than I expected.
Always.
So...
Yeah, well, I love the Cheshire Cat's phrase that he says, and I've probably mentioned this before, and I know I mentioned it on my site, my membership, but Alice comes to him, right, which road should I take? And he goes, well, where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. He says, if you don't know where you want to go, then take any road. So I love the idea of goals or this destination mm-hmm. you were trying to reach, because then you know what to do.
Yes.
Like what to say yes to, what to say no to. So like you have a fitness goal, right? So I know like maybe you signed up for a race, but it got canceled, mm-hmm. right? So it was like, but then you know, if you want to do a race, then you know that you need to be running.
Right.
And you know, you need to have shoes or, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, and make time for those things and do all that. So it helps just clear away clutter.
Yeah, definitely.
Like gives you so much direction, helps you to know which road to take.
So something that always kind of, helps me with my goal setting. I do like to set really big goals for mm-hmm. myself. I always like to have these really big, like hard to attain goals. However, those can be really frustrating if you don't set smaller goals to achieve those. So I saw this meme the other day that really spoke to me, and it was a picture of two ladders. And one ladder had really huge spaces between the rungs, and the other one had really little spaces between the rungs. And there's just a little person standing at the bottom looking up. And the caption said, the importance of smaller steps. And that really spoke to me because I'm sure you guys have felt that way, where you've set this huge goal or you have this huge goal that you really wish you could attain. Mm-hmm. But you look up at it and you're like, there's just no way I'll get there. You know, I'm just making these tiny little progressions, or maybe sometimes you slip backwards and you don't move forward. But if you can set these little bitty attainable goals to get you there, these little steps, the little rungs, then it's so much easier to attain a goal. Mm-hmm. If you just think of, oh, well, today, so maybe my goal, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Maybe my goal is to run a marathon. I've never done that before. My daughter wants to run a marathon, and she's been talking about that and how to train for that. And so if my goal were to run a marathon, there's no way today that I could go out and run 26 miles. There's just no way. So I would look at that goal and be like, I can't do that. That's impossible, right? Mm-hmm. But if I instead think, well, today I'm going to run 1 mile, and I can run 1 mile. I know yeah. I can do that.
You can even make it smaller. Right? I can put on running shoes.
I can put on my running shoes. Exactly. And if I put on my running shoes and I go outside and I walk down the driveway and back, hey, I did something towards yes. my goal today, right? And so it's really about like, what's that little step that you can take this day to get you a little closer to that big lofty goal. And if that goal isn't achieved this year, that's okay too. Some goals are too big to achieve this year.
Well, that was exactly what I was going to just say, is like those little steps, those little ladders, like who says your ladder has to be 2021?
Right.
Like
no way.
If we have 250 reviews, what if we get that next week? That'd be amazing. Right. But what if it takes us 13 months to get in it? Was it a terrible goal? Was it dumb?
No,
it's just we had our timeline off. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Like the goal was never bad or terrible or dumb, but the timeline was off. Mm-hmm. Right. So like if you still want to run a marathon, last year, most marathons were canceled. I don't know of any marathons that stayed.
That were not virtual.
Yes.
And how fun is that?
Which sounds horrible, by the way.
Like, we did a couple virtual 5Ks as a family. And I was like,
marathon.
We get a medal. Hooray. We went out and walked.
I've done a couple marathons and not having aid stations.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you. Anyway, but like being able to also, let's say you are climbing that ladder towards your goal and you have smaller steps and you slip. Like, what did I learn from that failure? Mm-hmm. And so how can I grow from this?
I always learn so much from failure.
Well, that's what you don't learn much from success.
So important. No, my son is in debate and he's been writing a speech this last week that he's been practicing, and he recited to me, and it was about failure, and it was about how much you learn from the mistakes or the failures that you have in your life. And he talked about some of the amazing things that have come from failures. There's some book that we have that's like Mistakes That Worked or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
I have it too. It's a science book.
Yeah, it's a science book, and it's like how Silly Putty was invented, but it was actually a mistake.
And like weird things, like a type of cheese or
funny
something.
Funny things. And so it's this fun little book that my kids have loved reading, because they're like, hey, you know, you experiment and you try things, and even if they fail, sometimes you create something cool that you didn't even know you could create.
Yes. Yeah, like how soap floats, that was in there too. Uh-huh. Like that was a total
I think
accident.
Chocolate chip cookies is another one of those where they didn't mean for them to be chips of chocolate, and just really cool things like that, that sometimes there's beautiful things that come from your failures that you didn't even expect.
Yeah, so I wanted to share with you with one of my dreams that I'm trying to create in my homeschool. And I was on the road for it last year and COVID shut it down. But one of the things that I want to do so bad is to be able to study about an area and then take my children there. And so last year, my girls and I were going to go to Amsterdam. We were studying so many things about it. Like we had already read about Corrie ten Boom, and we've already read about Anne Frank, right? They were both from the Netherlands. But we started reading about windmills, and we started learning Dutch just for fun. And we started learning all these things, and then our trip got canceled, right? But it doesn't mean I'm going to give up. So we're just going to go a little bit more local. And we found tickets for Boston, and I have my kids pay for their own plane tickets. And so we are going to do that this year. Knock on wood. And all the tickets are refundable. But we had, when we were studying the Mayflower with the Pilgrims, we found out the oldest surviving member of the Mayflower was our ancestor.
Oh, cool.
And there's a whole monument for her.
What's her name? Do you remember?
Oh, that's Sorry. Funny.
No. It's okay.
Something cute and old, like, I don't know. It wasn't like a weird name, like Margaret or something like that. Like, but anyways, I'm sure you could Google it. She was 4 on the ship.
Oh, wow.
So she was 4 years old coming across. Came here, and she was the oldest surviving person. Part of the reason, because she was so little on the Mayflower, right? Mm. So there's a monument for her. And then we are going to refresh our memory with the American Revolution and go do the, what is it called? The Freedom Trail in Boston.
I've done that. It's awesome.
Yes. And so, like, you guys have no idea how excited I am about this. Like, this is my dream for homeschooling, is to study an area and then go there. We're studying about Norway next month. And to be able to go and see the fjords.
I would love to go to Norway.
Yes. Like, we've been just diving into it. And Tess started learning Norwegian because, like, she wants to go see Norway. And we want to see the fjords. And we read. And it's all from one book we read that, like, got her excited about Norway, right? And so I love that because it starts getting my children so excited. So then, like, when you are thinking, like, what do I want to create, then you can start thinking about, like, hey, what are the obstacles in the way, right? So, like, maybe an obstacle is European travel shut down for Americans right now. We can't
go. They won't
go.
Let us in.
They will not. Croatia is supposed to soon. I stalk it.
My parents are having their 50th anniversary next month, and they were trying to go on a trip somewhere. They're like, well, if we go outside of the U.S., they might let us in. No one's letting anyone in. And they were like, oh, all right, never mind.
Yes.
Without a 2-week quarantine, which they don't have that much time. So.
Well, and then I found, like, some Central America countries will let you in. Mm-hmm. But crime is so high because so many poor people, like, lost jobs and don't have money. They're like, so here's the deal. Probably not going to get COVID, but you're probably going to get mugged. But so, yeah, so, like, that would be an obstacle. Another one is financially. Like, I like to pretend I have magic money. And my husband's like, you do the cutest things where you just think that, like, we have a magic account. And I was like, I do. Like, you have magic laundry that always gets washed and put away. I have magic money. And he's like, okay. But it does have a limit. So, like, but like that. So that's an obstacle. So then you start going through, like, listing through all the obstacles and then thinking, how can I get around each of them? So one of them is I have my kids pay for their own plane tickets, right? Like, so Boston, George is a freeloader, so we paid for his. But like I said, we will pay for room and board, right? And food and whatnot. And my kids know that when we travel, we're super cheap. Mm-hmm. We usually only eat out once a day. We only usually pay for one thing, and everything else is as free as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm willing to adapt to be able to go on a trip.
Yeah.
Where somebody else is like, if I'm going on a trip, I'm going big. I'm staying at a big fancy hotel. I'm getting all these big nice things. I'm like, no. Like, so what are you willing to do to get that the what
to
you
be able
want
to see the things you really want to see, yeah,
and do the things you want to do. So like, we'll use running for an example, right? With a marathon, like, are you willing to get up early? Are you willing to run rain or shine? Are you willing? Yeah, right now snow. Are you willing to do all of those things? Because like, if you're not willing to, then your goal is just a wish,
right?
And yeah, it's probably that. Never going to happen.
Yeah. So something I love for going back to like little bite-sized goals. Yeah. There's this book that I've read. I think I've read it twice now. It's called The 12-Week Year. And I'm drawing a blank on the author, but I'll put it in the show notes. But what I love is it's about setting small achievable goals within a 12-week period. Because so often the new year comes and we're like, oh, here's this big goal and here's this big goal. And by the end of the year, I'm this. And with the 12-week year, what it does is you don't have to only set goals at new year. You set a 3-month goal. And then what are you going to do? What are the small steps you're going to take to achieve that? And then you reach that 12-week point and you start again. Okay, here's my next 12-week goal. And then you're setting these smaller achievable goals. And by the end of the year, you may have achieved a really big goal, but you've just done it in pieces. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of walks you through like how to do that and how to track your goals and how to like rate yourself on your achievement and your progress on those goals. And it's just a really cool book that changed my perspective on goal setting. Like I said, I've always loved setting goals, but I haven't always been the best at achieving those goals, you know? And so it's really helped me to recognize ways to achieve those goals in a better way.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too. So I love my FEMSISes, financial, emotional, mental, physical, social, spiritual, right?
Did you get all that?
Yeah. I said it as quick as I
could. We have episodes on that.
It's all, we'll need to listen to at least 3 episodes, and I'm sure I've mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I love to set goals within each of those. So now that I have a business, I have a financial goal. Whereas before, it was like live frugally so we could just pay off debt as quick as possible, right? But like now that I make income, like I've set financial goals and emotional goals. I've set like so goals in each of those categories. So what I've added is a meditation that takes me through all of those. So I am this. I make this. I weigh this.
And when you're saying that, is that like your goal that you say? Like, yes. I make this much money. Like, that's what you want to make?
Yes. So like, okay. Or like how many people I have in my membership is a goal I want, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I have this many people in my membership. Because then you start behaving and acting like, well, of course I do this. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman who does this. And I mean, I say this in the no yelling group, right? Like, what does an amazing mom do?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if my emotional goal is being able to feel any emotion, process it and move on and not react to it. Right. So like, okay, how does a strong emotion comes up? Like feel a lot of stress, feel a lot of anxiety, feel a lot of whatever. That's a negative emotion. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, how does I am a person who can process any emotion. Right. So like, then it's like, okay, then I've got this.
Yeah.
Like, and physically, like, what is it that I want? Like, okay, what does a healthy person do? What would she eat right now? Like, she doesn't even worry about this. She just does this.
Mm-hmm. She is this.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's, for me, I love that meditation.
That's in, which book is that in? Not the meditation,
but
the habits.
Atomic Habits.
Yes.
Yes.
Another book I love about goal setting.
Yes. Of actually becoming that person. Mm-hmm. So I love doing it in those 6 categories. And you know, it's funny. So I don't know how long ago it was, but I know in our learning circle group, which is in our monthly mom group, that I talked about that I don't receive personal revelation, right? And so one of my meditation things is I receive daily personal revelation. And as I've been doing this, like, then I go out and I search things and I'm just like, I binge read different books. And how does this person do it? How does this person do it? Until the point where it's like, I do receive personal revelation. Like, I am that person now. I have a whole thing I'm creating of parenting like the savior and because of personal revelation, right? And so it's so fun to watch it. Like, the journey's bumpy and unknown, but then it's like, well, duh, I totally am a person that gets this.
I love that. That's so great.
So I love adding meditation into that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Of really becoming that person. And Atomic Habits is a really great book. They don't do meditation, but just kind of the belief of like being, instead of like, I want to run a marathon, is
I am a runner.
I am a runner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really like that.
Yeah. I like that a lot too. So, and you've touched on this a little, but like, what do you need to do to make your life look that way? Like, what are these goals that you have and want? And sometimes that's cutting things out of your life to make room for this new, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
or adding in more important things. Like often you waste too much time or you do things of less value than what you need in your life or want in your life, or just changing your habits and patterns of how you're doing things. So there's a couple of things to think about there of like, okay, this is my goal. What do I have to change to make that work?
Yeah. And I think sometimes a lot of, as moms are going through the motion, it's like, I want this for my kid and I want this for my husband. I want this. And it's like, we're this so giving that we forget to put ourselves into that puzzle. So I think a really great place to start is just knowing what you want.
Yeah. Who do you want to be?
Yeah. Like, do you want to be a wreck? Then go for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but it, if you don't know what you want to be or what you want to do, then it doesn't matter what you do.
I was thinking about this a lot recently. There's, in our church through the month of December, there's the Light the World. We talked about this when a couple of episodes ago when you did the Light Your Family challenge. And one of them was highlighting a person that you see as Christ-like. And I was reading people's response to that on Facebook, and I was thinking a lot about that. And it made me, and not that I didn't previously, but it made me want to be more Christ-like. And it just like made me recognize these beautiful qualities in these people that everyone was sharing about, their mothers or their best friends or their, you know, whoever it was that has touched their life in some way. And so that's something that I've thought a lot about this last couple of weeks. What does it take to be more Christ-like, to be someone that serves without thinking, to be someone that gives of themselves so easily? And so that's just something I've been thinking a lot about and like taking notes on and wondering and studying and how do I become that? Yeah. And so I think that's a goal that I'm going to set for myself this year. And it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of like a vague goal, but it's something that you can learn from others and grow from others. And anyway, I've just been thinking a lot about that.
Yes. One. There's a lot of different thoughts on goals, right? Like it has to be measurable. What is that acronym?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Like it needs to be measurable, time, like all these things. And I think that's fantastic. But sometimes it's like, I want to become this person, which isn't measurable. Like, how do you know when you have arrived? I just think, I don't know. I'll tell myself, good job. So, but like, there's a beauty to that, to becoming that person. And so to me, that's this process of this destination.
Yeah.
And you become that through these. So maybe you have little goals to get there. Like, I do this, I don't do this, or.
Yeah. Right? And I think some goals are a life's quest.
Yeah.
I think there are just things that you just won't necessarily attain, and it may take you 50 years.
But you know, that makes me think of in C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity book, he talks about anger, and he was like, anger may not be a big of a deal if we die at 72 and you just get a little bit angrier each year, but we are eternal beings. So if you get a little bit angry each year, you literally put yourself into a state of hell because of where you put yourself, right? So if you think about that, like this is a quest, yes, of course, we're eternal beings, right? So if I'm always trying to get better, a little bit better emotionally, mentally, physically, all these things, like, I just always am trying to be a little bit better because, I mean, there's a talk from Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is an apostle of our church, and he talks about he was an airplane pilot, right? Of just being one degree off on an airplane. If you started, I don't know the destination, but Germany, you'll end up in the completely wrong spot, one degree off.
And that's like a math problem too, that the train that.
There's homeschool wrapped in it, right? But like being one degree, like, so if you took a homeschool, just being a little bit off and what road that takes you down. And we've been talking a lot about this with my kids, with how they interact with each other. Like, it doesn't seem like that much right now calling your sibling a name. But do you know the road it's putting you on? It's like one nudge away, which then doesn't feel so bad to do one more nudge away, and it puts you down a road. So always just being mindful of like, oh wait, this is my eye on the prize. This is what I'm trying to obtain. So as I go through life, reviewing like, okay, am I still on this path? Am I taking the right roads, or do I need to redirect and get on a different path?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay, friends, we are so excited to see what you are going to create this next year. We hope you will join us in our endeavor to create our podcast and share it with more people. So we really want to remind you to go and give us a 5-star review in iTunes and give us an awesome feedback. And we will be doing random prizes for those who do it. So
yes,
make sure you go ahead and do that.
Thanks so much for listening.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.